ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about understanding what choice means, and I'm very excited about diving into this topic. It's going to be pretty extraordinary. A lot of really big aha moments for me in this, and really looking forward to talking about this and sharing it with you. But before we get started, we're going to talk about, pardon me while I scroll through my notes because I'm not paying attention enough here, but so we're going to talk about my book. And obviously my background, I am so excited about this book. I have worked on this for years. It's really a deep dive into the evolution of fear, into the human experience. And it's a profound look that helps us understand our relationship with fear. And what I know about this book is that this can literally change your life, because when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything. It changes your entire experience. So what I like to do at the beginning here is to do a little bit of a read through, give you some experience with what's happening in the book and tell you a little bit about it. So walk with me here as I grab my glasses and take us on a little adventure. We are going to a chapter called Physiology and Fear. And here we go. Whoops, lost my spot. Let's look at another aspect of physiology in relation to fear that shows us how much control we have. Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration and that everything vibrates at a certain frequency. Each thought and each emotion that we focus on carries its own particular vibration, which affects our physical body. For example, joy has a high vibration and carries low density and weight. Yes, when you develop alignment with higher vibrational frequencies, happier or more joyful energies, you become less dense and heavy. As such, you can consciously change your vibration so that your energy vibrates above or outside the vibration of fear, ideally at the level of happiness and joy, and therefore alter your body's physiological expression. Let's explore how a person can accomplish this. You've no doubt heard people say, "I feel weighted down by these feelings." This statement speaks directly to their vibrational impact. You can assess this pretty easily within your own experience by simply stopping for a moment when you experience emotion and feel what's happening in your body. You will feel either a sense of rising or lifting, or a sense of falling or pressure, or something along that continuum. You will also notice, as you continue to experience the feeling, that your body will become lighter, stronger, and more alive, or denser, heavier, and weighted down. If you're having a difficult time discerning precisely what you're feeling, try to perform the following two exercises. First, remember a time you felt fear, maybe about speaking up or a job performance or politics or health, something you can easily identify as a feeling you experienced. Recall the details of that time and, for a moment, allow yourself to re-experience the feeling. After you've done that for 30 seconds to a minute, observe the specific sensations in your body. You may feel a heaviness in the pit of your stomach, or a clenching, or a shutting down feeling. Particularly notice the gravity, particularly notice the feeling of gravity pulling you down, slowing you down, and giving you a feeling of heaviness. Now, do the same exercise with an experience you would consider one of the best days of your life. Recreate it in your mind. See all the details. Now observe the specific sensations you're feeling. What are some of the words you could use to describe them? Empowered, loved, uplifted? My personal favorite word that encapsulates a positive feeling is invincible. Now bring your awareness again to your body. Do you notice a lightness or a relaxed feeling? Maybe a sense of peace. Take a moment to reflect on the profound differences between the fear and joy experience you've just conjured. Now take a moment to reflect that you consciously just created both of those experiences. Note that this proposes that maybe fear and all emotions are actually a choice. All right. So I'm excited. That wonderful excerpt of the book, I'm going to share a little commercial with you here as well. You can pre-order at www.adventuresintruth.com. Love for you to get your hands on this. We're coming out at the end of September and very excited about it. Please enjoy this wonderful commercial about my book. Thank you. Hey, and we are back. Welcome to the show. Without my glasses, it's struggle city. So I'm going to put my glasses back on for a second so I can see what I'm doing. Understanding what choice means. Boy, am I ready to dive into this topic. Sort of give you an overview of what this looks like. So what I stepped into in my own process was this realization of what choice is really about. And recognizing that every time I make a choice, I'm stepping into or creating an alternative reality or another reality in the scope of my experience. And in creating that reality, what I realized was that we spend so much of our time bouncing between realities that are not congruent, between ideas or thoughts or things we think we need or want that aren't congruent with our core vibration. So take that in for a second. Just think about this in the context of choice. The choice is not this sort of linear point A, point B, point C experience. But before we dive into that, like we do, we're going to take a few minutes and we're going to focus, because this topic in particular, I really want you really dialed into the present, because choice also speaks to what that whole experience is about being in the now and being in the moment and being present in this moment. So taking a moment to focus, in my creation, this new paradigm of wellness called the Pyramid of Wellness, the foundation of that pyramid is breath. And I've chosen that because the pyramid was designed from the concept that what we do the most in our experience, and then what does that mean in terms of how we create our wellness? Well, as I was contemplating this and meditating on it, what really occurred to me is that breath is the foundation of everything. Breath is what we do the most of all the time. It's what keeps us on the planet. It's what animates our body. It does so many different things. And then, of course, if you understand Eastern philosophy and different religions, you understand that breath is the juice of life. Breath is chi, it's prana, it's life force. So if we can learn to work with our breath, to manage our breath, to be conscious of the use of our breath, we can radically alter our energetic state. We can change the physiology in our body. We can do so many things with the breath that help us to become more, to become greater. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to just take a deep breath and just blow it out. Inhale through the nose and let it all out. And I want you to become present right now in this moment with your body. If you can, close your eyes or create a soft focus, whatever you can do. I want you now to become aware, bring all of your awareness, all of it, into your body. Become aware of your body this moment right now. How does it feel? As you allow your awareness to explore, let yourself run around the inside of your body in consciousness. Just take your eyes closed, go inside, and just feel your way around your body. What does it feel like? What do you notice about the landscape of your body? Are there places that feel really good? Are there places that feel bad? Feel uncomfortable? As you discover those places, just minor adjustments. You don't have to get too crazy. Just let your breath focus and just direct to that area of discomfort. Let the breath help to expand it, keeping your awareness deeply focused inside of self. And what we're going to do next is we're going to breathe, and we're going to breathe in a rhythm. And that rhythm, you're going to start inhaling through the nose, and you're going to inhale to a count of four, fully expanding. And then when you reach the top, you're going to pause and you're going to relax your body as you fit, as you're completely full. Just pause and hold that breath for just a second. And then you're going to release out of the mouth to a full count of six. And then at the bottom, you're going to pause and rest again, relaxing the body in the emptiness, in the void. Okay. So again, as you've heard my voice, you hear what we're going to do. I want you to keep that focus inside your body and now bring the awareness to your breath from the inside. Observe your breath. Currently, right now, this moment, what is your breath doing? Are you doing anything with your breath? Notice the quality of your breathing. Do you bring your air all the way in and down, or does it stay at the chest and sort of shallow? Do you breathe so that your body expands in 360 degrees, or is your chest just rising and falling? Again, all observation. This is your body. This is your breath. This is your experience. Become acquainted with it. Become conscious of it. And let's begin with the breath. Again, keeping that focus, a light focus, or the eyes are closed, deeply focused in the breath as you inhale. Two, three, filling up. Four, resting, relaxing the shoulders at the top. And now release. Two, three, four, pushing past. Five, six, good, purging all that air, giving yourself a moment in the void, relaxing the body. And now engage the breath and full inhale. Two, three, four. At the top, we hold, relax, release. Two, we're purging all that old energy and breath. Four, five, purge and release. Six, and now we're empty and relaxing, resting the body, relaxing the shoulders as we open and inhale. Two, three, four. Hold and rest, and release from the mouth. Two, three, four, five, six. One more time together, resting at the bottom. And now open and inhale. Two, three, filling all the way up at the top, relaxing, and now releasing. Two, three, four, five, and six, resting again in the emptiness, and allow yourself to continue the process, continue the cycle, using the breath as you bring in all that beautiful, fresh, powerful life force, as you let it integrate at the top, and then as you're purging out the bottom, releasing from the mouth, pushing all of that air out. Why are we counting longer at the bottom? Because we want to push all the old stale energy and air out so that you have space for new energy to shift state. feeling that as you're filling, remembering at the top and at the bottom to completely relax your body in that space of fullness and in that space of emptiness. Continue that cycle of breath, feeling more connected, feeling more aligned, feeling more conscious. And as you continue that cycle, I want you to take in these words. Just allow them to roam around in your consciousness, connecting you. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized, and from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Ooh. Feel the power of those words. Feel the power of your breath. Feel your personal alignment. And now, ever so gently, bring your awareness to now, this moment, right here with us on the show. Let's get present together. Let's have an amazing conversation about choice. So, as I was talking about at the beginning, choice becomes this incredible, powerful, almost unbelievable tool when you see what it is you're doing when you choose. So this came about, I was doing a bunch of different things the other day and found myself in a particular, and it had to do with watching news and politics, and found myself in this space that was different than what I would consider my core vibration. So let's take a step back. So here we all walk through the world here. We come in with this sort of core vibrational experience, right? We go through the process of being born. We go through the evolution of growth and development, which you can read a lot about in my book, how energies indoctrinate, how we use them, how we grow into them. And so over the course of this, you've been building this sort of core vibration of your experience. And that core vibration incorporates all the things that you've experienced in your world. But remember that there is a filter and a focus to that is about this being that came onto the planet, right? So here you're creating a reality, a vibrational reality, based on the core vibration that you carry and all the components of that core vibration. So how you see the world, how you interact with the world, how you involve yourself in the world, how the world responds to you is all based on this core vibration. So because we're here to experience, because we're here to evolve and reach to those new experiences, we have what's called choice. And choice is this incredible platform that allows you to kind of look out over the world. You're going to catch up with me here. Kind of allows you to look up over the world and look out into your world at all the potentiality that exists. And when you're making choice, and this is an important piece here, because, you know, I talk about feeling into things. And this is where choice and this is where that statement is so important, feeling into the experience. Because in the feeling into the experience, you're going to become aware of these of the components of this choice that you're going to make, which I'm going to call an alternate reality. And I'm going to call it that because all of the choices are alternate realities to the core vibration, essentially, that you're carrying. So does the choice, and this is where feeling into it is so important. So if I'm coming to choice in my fullness, in my connection, and I'm looking at an opportunity, or I'm looking at things I have choices over, and as I stare at those, or as I focus on them, and I feel into them, there's going to be a resonance that's going to occur if that choice is in alignment with my core vibration. Even if it's in alignment with a portion of my core vibration, I'll still have a sense of that feeling with it. So as we go through our day and go through our lives, we are focused on this core vibration and manifesting what that core vibration means to me. So whatever it is your desires are, however you unfold that. But here's the challenge to it, is that we largely go through this in an unconscious fashion. So we're not recognizing that our choices are causing and creating realities. Some of those realities are alternate to what our core vibration is. And if there is enough energy about that alternate, then we'll actually create another reality that we can go into and play in or indulge in, and then do this sort of bouncing back and forth between realities. So I slip off it to this reality to do this. And then when I want to come back, whatever, when I'm done indulging, then I'll come back and be a part of, back into my main focus or my main vibration. So I hear this kind of thought process going on about, well, that sounds kind of convoluted, or it sounds kind of off the rails. When, if you really think about choice, if you really think about how the choices impact your life, it's so important to recognize the consciousness that's required when we make choices, because we are literally bringing a new field of energy into our space that we need to integrate into our experience. And if it resonates as a part of our core vibration, that part becomes easy. It becomes what I like to call those choiceless choices. They so resonate with everything that I am that there is no maybe about it. It's obviously, this is the direction I need to step into. Those are the choices to me that are coming from inspiration. Those are the choices that come when you allow yourself to be, when you shift your state, when you elevate your vibration and connect to the highest part of yourself. That's how choice begins to occur, because you're constantly in a state of inspiration and receiving that energy, so that you're in an interaction with the environment, you're feeling your way into your experience, and that feeling experience tells you that you're resonating in the right place. So as we so let's look at this from the shadow perspective, because this is where I think the alternate realities are so powerful. So you hear a lot through various different teachings about the shadow aspect of self. And what I kind of realized in this choice process is that the shadows are the choices that don't resonate with the core vibration, but they resonate at a different place and level within the self. Again, coming back to core precept of our core concept of the stuff that I teach through this process. And that is, there are two selves. There is the capital S self, which is the aligned self. And there is the small S self, which is the ego-driven self, the earthbound consciousness. So there are things, because we have sight, smell, taste, touch, feeling, there are things in this earthly realm that are wonderfully appealing. There are things that in this realm that are overwhelmingly appealing. And what ends up happening is, this is where we get those alternate realities. So the core vibration is a vibration of love, is a vibration of all the things you brought to the table of what you want to experience and where you want to go in this process of your physical life. While you're in the physical life, you get tantalized by all the distractions and fun things here. And we're going to say, let's use alcohol, for example. And we can use any example, but I'm going to use alcohol because that seems to be one that most of us can relate to. So we are in context with who we are, or maybe we're not. Maybe we're confused. Maybe we're still trying to sort out what it is our core vibration is about, but we haven't gotten conscious enough to pay ultimate attention to it. We just feel the rubs. We feel the discontent. We feel the upset. We feel the confusion. So without the direction of the capital S self, without the focus there, we're looking for solution in the small S self, which doesn't really exist. Because we are energetic beings. So the illusion of our physicalness leads us to believe that the physical world is going to satisfy everything that, we have going on here. And in some cases, there's truth to that, because we are in the physical world. Our bodies have senses. We have these experiences through the five senses. Again, the taste, the touch, the smell, the sight. So the difference being that when you're aligned with the capital S self, with that larger self, the inspiration then is satisfying on all of those levels, but even on greater levels beyond that, because you totally experience that alignment with self. So here you have these two worlds, capital S self, small s self. And as you move through the world, you're confronted with ideas and choices. And we were talking about alcohol for a second. So you're at a point of discontent. You're not really clear. Something's not right. You're rubbing. You're confused about the core vibration, about the essence of who you are. And so you begin to utilize a substance that can help to alter that state of energy. So we start drinking. And what we find in the drinking is it lightens us up a little bit. It loosens us. It's maybe a little depressing, but we find that parts of us come out. Maybe parts of us that are angry come out. Maybe parts of us that have some joy come out. But whatever it is, it seems to uncover some other parts of ourselves that feel in the moment better than the feeling in our core vibration, which is the discontent from unconsciousness. Did you hear that one? The discontent from unconsciousness about this vibration. Now, bear in mind that unfolding, that understanding of the core vibration requires your conscious attention, requires you to be in awareness. And I'm really not going far off afield here about the idea of choice, because remember that all of the things that we do along the way are about choice. So whether we're talking emotion, whether we're talking food, whether we're talking drink, whether we're talking sex, whether we're talking relationships, it doesn't matter. It's all a part of the same complex, all a part of the same dynamic. So laying this out a little more clearly. So you are in a current reality. You are experiencing your core vibration in whatever fashion that is. You begin to have thoughts of, I want, you know, this doesn't feel good. I want to change this. And rather than choose conscious, we choose to do the unconscious, so that we start drinking or we start imbibing or start indulging. And the thing that's so incredible about this is that as you do this, as you build this alternate reality, so I live so much of my life in my core vibration until I can't anymore, and then I drink because then I feel better. Or I do whatever I do because then I'll feel better about how this feels. All of the energy that you're putting into that experience. So as soon as you adjust your energy by drinking, as soon as you shift your state by doing that, you are now creating in that moment, you are creating and generating an alternate reality for yourself. Because that alternate reality is saying, if I do this, I feel better. If I do this, I feel less encumbered. If I do this, I feel whatever it is your choice of language is about that. And you begin to build a world that exists around that. And in the context of that world, what you're going to experience is incredible, because it will flesh itself out in a way through your own thoughts, through your own beliefs, through your own ideas. It will begin to flesh out this reality in completeness, so that when you attend to that alternate reality, it will affect how you think. It will affect what you eat. It will affect how you interact. It will affect all elements of, it's like being in a totally different world. It's an alternate reality. And then when you get done being drunk or done being buzzed or whatever is going on there, and you come back to your current core vibration, you experience the dichotomy. You experience the hangover. You experience, that's a physiological response, but it's also an energetic response. You took your energy on into a place that it is not aligned with in the same fashion as you are in your core vibration, but you are forcing an alignment because of your unwillingness to come to terms with what's happening here. Again, this is not about blame, guys. Please don't take this as a blame game, because it's not the case at all. It's consciousness. why choice needs to be conscious. When you choose unconsciously, you're allowing for whatever reality that you've put out there in whatever sloppy fashion that you've put it out there to be reflected in your vibration, to be stimulated continually in your vibration. And so using the analogy that we were talking about with the drinking, so you come out of your, you come out of your altered state into your core vibration state, but you're still kind of in betwixt and between. The hangover is dragging you back and forth. And, you know, they say the hair of the dog, you know, you get a hangover and go drink some more and you'll feel better. Well, of course, because you're going to pull yourself back into that other reality, and then you'll be congruent in that reality. So over time, as you put more and more energy into that alternate reality, you will begin to stay in that alternate reality. And that alternate reality then becomes an abusive drinker, becomes alcoholism, becomes the party guy, becomes whatever it is, whatever generation of stuff that you've put together for that. But whatever it is not your core vibration. It is the avoidance of your core vibration. But recognize the choice in it. That's so extraordinary. When we choose that reality, we deny this core vibrational reality, regardless of how confused or not understanding of it we are. Okay, are you with me so far? This is a big topic, and it's an amazing conversation that I think if you can grasp the pieces of, can be a huge and have huge impact on how you move forward in your world, how you create in your life, how you understand your relationship to the various aspects of your life. Because in many cases, those aspects are simply alternate realities that you've created that don't resonate with the core vibration of who you are. I think ultimately we are here to create those realities. But I think the creation of those realities becomes more congruent when we are fully aligned with our core vibration and allowing ourselves to be inspired to create from that space, so that the choices are always about furthering and enhancing. And I'm not saying that those, the choices of alternate realities are not also ultimately furthering and enhancing, but they're going kind of the long way. You're going a different track. You're taking the long way around what could be a less impactful experience. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about that for a minute. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the up, the down, and hopefully you'll get to see how that's working in your life. Stick with us. And welcome back. We are having an intense conversation about the idea of choice and understanding what choice is about. So where we've come so far is recognizing that choices are about, always about, what is the reality that I'm bringing to my core vibration, or what reality am I attempting to create, and is it in alignment with my core vibration? So this brought up a really interesting point and something I think is significant. And that is, in my understanding of this, there is only the choice of consciousness and unconsciousness, right? There is not, in my mind, a choice of good, bad, right, wrong, okay? So it's conscious or unconscious. It is not a good, bad, or a right, wrong decision, because those are subjective and they don't speak to, well, a number of things. One, it's all about judgment. So if you're creating these alternate realities and you're judging them, then you're putting yourself in an even more intense place. And that's one of the challenges, I think, with dealing with isms, is the judgment that we have rather than the assessment that we have. So let's not get into judgment. Let's stay in, am I being conscious or am I being unconscious? If I end up in an ism, did I get to that ism because of my unconsciousness of who I am or what is going on in my world or what's happening in my consciousness? And I chose to create an alternate reality through my choices that built a world that I thought was different or better than whatever illusion I created about dealing with what this is. And of course, that's always going to come back to things like connection. It's going to come back to worthiness. It's going to come back to those core concepts, because those are the things we run away from the most. When there is a belief that we are not enough, and we know that is such nonsense, yet our ego has reinforced it because it's gathered all of this information and ammunition about it and presented it to us in a way that we begin to buy it and build this small-ass alternate reality and choose into that reality rather than understanding the origination of how we would potentially feel a lack of self-worth or those negative experiences, and being in our vibration to understand it, being in our core vibration. So again, conscious choice versus unconscious choice, because as you step, I think what we're here ultimately to step into these realities, create these realities so that we can understand the power that we have in our world, the incredible gift that we have in, if we are in the present moment and we are conscious, what we can create is unbelievable for any one of us all the time, right? We come into this life exploring, and if we stay connected to this part of us, to this connected part of us, to the spark of God that exists within us, to that aligned part of us, when we stick with that and work each day to stay in clarity with that, understand that that knowing that is not about it being a finite thing. It's a constantly evolving thing. But the joy of it is that as you're connected to it, you begin to experience the joy of the evolution, because it's crazy good. It's amazing how every day you can step into a new experience and expand the reality that you live, because you incorporate these incredible aspects of self, some negative, some positive, but all of it is about the incredibleness of this being. And if I stay connected to that, then how I choose becomes a process of feeling, because I'm connected. So I'm saying, wow, how can I, you know, I'm going through this with my book. I'm going to stop and use an example. So one of the things that I struggle with in my world is the idea that there is a way, the idea that there is the way. I've always said, you know, particularly in the consciousness business, that I want to avoid the treadmill. The treadmill to me is, this is the path you take, and you do this, and you do this, and you do this, and then you can move up to here, and then you can do this and do this, and then you can become to here. And so there's a strata of people ranging from the very top and to the very bottom. And so we're constantly in this treadmill of how you're supposed to do things. I personally don't believe that is the way of our world. It is the way of our world. I don't believe it is the way of consciousness in our world. I truly believe that when you align with who you are in a powerful way, that then the things that present themselves to you, that inspiration that you get, those connections that you make, are all about how you felt into your vibration, and that this piece is going to enhance my vibration, and this piece is going to help explode this piece, and this piece is going to bring me out into the world, and this piece is going to allow me to interact in a different fashion in the world, and this piece is going to enable me to experience moment to moment the joy that I experience in seeing creation happen every single moment of my life. That sounds huge and grandiose and crazy, and it's not. Guys, I'm a guy. I'm a 56-year-old guy who's gone through my own personal process. You're however old you are, doing whatever you're doing. My only mission in life is to help you understand the joys of conscious living, the joy of connecting to self and discovering the absolute power that you have to change anything and everything in your life because you have this miracle called choice. Because you have the ability every second of every day to feel into anything that is potential in your life and see how it resonates with who you are, and then choose it if you do. So let's rewind a bit, because I want to go back to, I was talking about politics a minute ago, because I want you to understand there are so many realities going on at the same time. So here I am focused into this reality, this political reality, because I want to understand. I want to try to at least grasp what's going on, which is seemingly just ridiculous. So the only thing that I can do is use it as a way of understanding my own process, because I can look at that stuff and I can engage with it. And there's a point when it begins to saturate. And that saturation point is that place where alternate reality begins to evolve. And so I have a choice in the moment of being interacting with this reality, this political reality. How far down that rabbit hole do I want to go? And if I go, how much is my energy now contributing to creating that reality that I don't support? Interesting thought. You know, in Law of Attraction, they talk about where you put your attention. So if I'm putting my attention here and I'm focusing my energy on this thing, it's creating response, it's creating emotions, it's creating thoughts, it's creating fight, it's creating argument, it's creating all kinds of things. And the more I engage that reality, the more I focus in that reality, and this goes as far as things like what I say on social media, how I present it on social, do I comment on it in social media? Do I like it, love it, hate it, whatever I do? Every single time I put my energy to something about that reality, I am reinforcing that reality. I don't care what my words are. I don't care how much in opposition to that I am. As soon as I engage that in that fashion, I am a contributor to that alternate reality. And now I've created a split. I've created a split in my energy because I have now devoted energy to this reality and I'm attempting to devote energy to this reality. That's only two aspects of my life. Imagine how many of those you could have going on, especially if you don't want to deal with this. You're going to create your drinking reality. You're going to create your work reality. You're going to create your relationship reality. You're going to create your sex reality. It just goes on and on and on. And everywhere you put your attention, you are adding energy. And everywhere you have a feeling, a thought, an idea in that reality, you're adding energy to that reality. So imagine as you're going along, I'm bopping along in my world and I've got these realities going on, and my core reality is I'm moving in this path that feels really good. I'm getting ready to publish a book. I'm getting ready to, I'm doing a show. I'm having this life that I love and I'm building that life. And then I get distracted. I'm over here. Trump said X. Riot, pandemic, and now I'm having thoughts, now I'm having ideas, now I'm having responses, now I'm having reactions, now I'm pulled. Part of myself, can you feel it? Can you see it? I'm pulled in a direction over here that isn't where I want to be. But the small s self, the ego, is liking this. This is, oh my God, this is the world. Oh my God. I'm not saying it's not important to be aware, people. I'm saying alternate realities. How much energy do you put into that reality? You can observe it. Of course, by observing it, you're still providing energy that reality exists. And if it exists, then you want to be aware of it. It doesn't mean you have to add more energy to it, right? It doesn't mean you have to. So do you take your energy off of it? I think that's completely up to the individual. I think that if you don't put energy on it, then you're not feeding that particular reality. And you may say, yeah, but what if I don't like that reality and I want that reality to change? Then focus on the change that you want. Focus on the community that you want to build. Focus on the inclusion that you want to feel. Focus on the unity that you want to achieve. You don't focus on getting rid of the idiot, voting them out. I mean, those are steps you can take if you're playing in that reality. And we all live in this world, so there may be parts where you have to engage, right? Or choose not to. It's entirely up to you. But again, it's about what aligns here. You can talk about it with every aspect of our society to understand where you are in context with that. So again, conscious versus unconscious. And as we were talking about, what is your choice? What is your choice, the ultimate choice? Are you choosing capital S self or are you choosing small s self? Are your choices inspired by your alignment or are your choices decisions or decision points that you're making based on the evidence that your mind is providing? And again, you can break this down to the minutiae. I kid you not. From the point that you go to get a snack, you can stop in the moment of that snack and you can actually determine what reality is calling that to you. I know that's like deeply, deeply, deeply minutiae, but I want you to be aware because those realities are pulling at you continually, especially the dark ones, especially the shadow ones, because those are the ones that have the heavier energy. Those are the ones that we focus more of our shame, more of our guilt, more of our judgment go into those realities. So there's a density to them. There's a heaviness to them. And there's an excitement to them. Part of the thing about addiction, about drugs, about drinking, about sex, about food is there's a stimulation. There is a stimulation that occurs that feels like it's a good thing, but it is not satisfaction. And that's why I didn't want to use that word, because satisfaction, the satisfying aspect comes in my experience from those aligned places, from those inspired places, because something is satisfying, it saturates your whole being, it feeds your whole being. So those choices that we're making in creating those realities, it's important to be aware of those realities so that you can choose to be a part of any given reality that you want to. I was listening to a fellow show person on our station, Joshua, who was sharing some incredible, deeply personal experiences of this experience, of seeing the breadth of the alternate reality that he had created for himself and recognizing the unhealthiness that it was creating in his world because it wasn't satisfying the core essence of who he is. And so initially it's a challenge because when you create that alternate reality, you've created it. So it has all the trappings that you put in it. It's got all the hooks that you developed because you wanted to make sure that you could anchor into that reality. Do you understand? Nobody created that but you. And how magnificent you are that you could create a completely alternate reality that you could completely be consumed by and that you could completely become conscious of and completely change all in your own loop. How are you not seeing how incredible you are? Right? You created all of it. And so when you recognize that that alternate reality doesn't serve, you're standing in the middle of it, or maybe you're standing next to it when you recognize it. But see, the recognition is so important because when you recognized you created it, you can change that. When you recognize that it is your thoughts, it is your construct, it is your beliefs that are locking that reality in place, then go about changing that reality. Change your focus. You don't have to feel guilty. I mean, maybe some of your behavior wasn't the best. Take responsibility for it. Own it. Deal with it. Right? And okay, we're human. We're going to feel things about that. I appreciate that. But use the feeling to make better choices. Use the feeling not to assuage something, but to recognize the divergence from your authentic vibration, your authentic core reality. Use it to propel you to a better place. Because if you stay in the negative emotion, if you stay in that feeling place of the negative dark stuff, it's just going to take you back into another version of that reality. That's what you call falling off the wagon. It's when you couldn't separate yourself from the reality that you created enough to come back to your center, and you don't feel comfortable enough in your core vibration just yet. Those steps take time, and it's simply choice in every moment. See, in order to create the alternate reality, you chose in every moment to get there. You chose in every moment to add to that reality. Think about that. Go back to the beginning of whatever your ism is, whatever your choices are. Look at how you began to choose that alternate reality. Look at how you began to feed that alternate reality. And then you'll begin to understand what it is that you need to do to unconnect, disconnect, to sever yourself from that reality. But remember, it came from you, your energy, your being, your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideas, and maybe stuff that you incorporated from the outside, but you still brought them through you to make that happen. So give yourself that permission to understand that you haven't given yourself as much energy yet. So begin to focus there. You are not broken. You are not fucked up. You may do fucked up things, but you are not broken and you are not dysfunctional. You may be non-functional because of the choice of reality, but you can fix that by focusing back to your core vibration, to who you are. And you say, I don't know who I am. That's why I'm drinking. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I understand. Go back to not know. Go back to the space of I don't know and be willing to sit there, because there is way better than the reality that you've chosen so far. Better in the sense that better is not the choice. Better in the sense that less stressful, less intense, less negatively focused. You're going to get there one way or the other. It just depends on how you want to traverse that. It just depends how you want to walk it. And if you want to go through that typically unnecessary darkness. But if you're choosing it, then maybe it's not unnecessary. Maybe it is what you need to walk the truth, walk your truth. Because you need to understand, you need to pull that rubber band so far to recognize the strength of the rubber band so that when it comes back into form, you say, oh, wow, I didn't have to do that to myself. Next time I don't have to. Now I'm more conscious. Now I'm clearer. Now I'm building that relationship. And I'm building the strength of that relationship. So now I'm going to be inspired by my experience. Now I'm going to be inspired into realities that are going to enhance and expand who I am. So let me take a quick look at my notes here and make sure I got through the things that I wanted to get through. Let's talk about alternate reality is no joke. And I did talk about that a little bit in the sense that when we create these alternate realities, we create varying levels of engagement with these realities. Some of them don't matter too much, but I can guarantee you that there are quite a few large alternate realities that we all have about various things that we've created over time based on our experience, based on what we think is important. When we're confronted in this world with pandemics and crazy elections and lunatic leaders and fringe elements and riots protests and food shortages and material shortages and climate change. That's a lot. And there's a lot of stuff there. Not that the world isn't always got stuff, but how we engage that is really, really significant. And you don't want to create alternate realities because those realities don't feel good. You want to create your reality because it's your reality. You want to create the reality of what you want based on your desire, based on what you feel, based on who you are. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes focus. But when you're focusing here in that aligned place with who you truly are, the choices become clearer. I guess clearer is a better way. Again, because you're feeling into every experience. And when you feel into it, something shows up, you have choices, and you say, oh, this is interesting. What am I going to do here? Well, I'm going to feel into this one. How does it feel in relation to my alignment? I'm going to feel into this one. How does it feel in relation to my alignment? And out of that feelingness of in that space, you're going to be able to get a sense of the direction. And again, I'm going to come back to this idea of choiceless choice. When a fully aligned experience shows up and the choice is there, it's really choiceless in that it's so aligned. It so fulfills everything that there, you don't even have to consider it. It is what it is, and you step in completely. And there's an element of trust and faith in that, because you recognize you don't have to get into all the minutia. It is vibrationally aligned, and therefore I'm moving into it and letting it unfold inside of me in my field, so that I can then see all the opportunities that exist within that choice. And then I can go again, feeling my way into it. And it also allows me to interact with my universe in a way that I am a cooperative component of my evolution. I am a cooperative component of the life that I am creating. And therefore all of the energies are moving in the same direction. So alternate realities are no joke. They are as significant as the core vibration because of the amount of energy we put into them and the impact that they have. So this is not about going and destroy all this stuff. We are here to create realities. We are here to explore realities. But if those realities are not in alignment with who we are, we need to make different choices. We need to say, ooh, that energy doesn't work with me. How can I now disengage from this reality that I've created that I no longer wish to engage? The first step is stop focusing there. Take all of your attention off of it and focus where you want to focus. Focus your energy where you want to go, where you want to be, and let that energy dissipate. You'll get whatever information you need. You'll get whatever clarity you need from that, if there is anything there to gain. Trust it, but don't attend to it. Okay? So, in our last minutes together here, let's see. I want to say thank you for being part of the show. This is an incredible conversation. And comment. Let's see the comments. Thank you, Sandra, for being here. I love this. Sandra was saying that, yes, we're more in alignment with your highest potential. Love that. That's what this is ultimately all about, finding that connection to the highest potential. Remember, you always have choice. And remember, choice is about the reality that you wish to create in the moment. That's why now is so important, because when you are present in this moment, you don't focus on all kinds of other realities. You focus on the present. You focus in this moment. And in this moment, you stimulate your alignment with the highest part of yourself, which allows you to be inspired to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And the juiciest, most wonderful place that you can live your life is in that space of inspiration that allows you to unfold organically and allows you to feel your way into the things that enhance and grow your experience. And know that you're going to encounter these alternate realities, that any part of the self that is the shadow self is an alternate reality that we have created about our beliefs in ourself and our ability and all that entails. And if you can see it from that perspective, you can own it, you can change it, you can move away from it. You can choose something different. Feel your way into your life. Feel the love that exists for you everywhere. Feel the power of who you are, and recognize that the opportunity to choose is probably, in my mind, the most extraordinary gift that we have, because we create our reality through those choices. And to that end, I thank you for being here. www.adventuresintruth.com. Please order my book, Fear is a Choice. Here it is one more time in case you didn't see it enough for the first hour. I'm so happy about this book. I'm so happy about the potential of this book to literally change your life, because it will change your relationship with fear. Please like us. Please share. Wherever you're listening, subscribe. Be a part of this amazing experience. I love having you here. I love talking with you. And I love looking at what's coming down the pike. Some great guests. Paul Diamond, my favorite shaman from Peru, is going to be back. Shelley is going to be back with some astrology. We're going to have a great show on Friday talking about the pyramid of wellness and going into the next stage of the pyramid of wellness and self-care. So have an amazing day, everybody. Thank you for being here. Be well. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.